It's now a week since a fire in an apartment block in the Chinese city of Urumqi killed 10 people. Protesters claim the building had been locked down because of the Chinese government's strict zero COVID policy, and that delayed rescue efforts. News of the deaths saw demonstrations take place in Shanghai and Beijing and at least 12 cities around the world. Latest reports from China suggest the country's police and security services have cracked down on dissent at home. Nathan Law is a former Hong Kong politician and democracy activist who is now living in exile in London. And Nathan is our guest this morning. Nathan, thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
There have been protests in London, in Tokyo, in Hong Kong, but it seems protests in China, certainly in the bigger cities, including Shanghai and Beijing, have now been stopped. How has this been done?
So for now, definitely we've seen a lot of police deployed to major street corners and protest sites in China, and they've been also hunting down some of the protesters. And they've been using a lot of methods to shift the blames to the local government and also the companies that produce those COVID test kits. So the government is trying to disperse the pressure and try to crack down the protest. But one thing that we are very sure is that apart from the protests in mainland China, all those rallies outside of mainland China's overseas, that they will continue. We've seen a really huge eagerness for these overseas Chinese students and nationals. They wanted to make a point. They wanted to continue to protest to support the people in mainland China. So I would definitely expect that in the next weekend, where people are more free and they have more time to protest, there will be more protests overseas.
Okay, so you expect there will be more protests. You're exiled in London. What are you hearing from your contacts? Will there be attempts to organise further protests, or is it now too dangerous in some of those cities? Where do you expect it to happen?
In big cities around the world, the Chinese students mostly, or young people, they are very they organize the protests with a decentralized and leaderless method because they want to conceal their identity and they want to avoid political persecution from the Chinese government. So it's really difficult to find clear leadership or organizations or figurehead in these movements. But I would definitely expect more and more protesters overseas in these big cities that they would take place in the weekends.
How do authorities on the mainland stay ahead of protesters' plans? And I'm talking here in China, not in the big cities, in other parts of the world.
The central government is definitely distancing themselves. They're shifting the blames to local governments that saying that they're overdoing all those COVID policy, and to the test kit producers saying that they're abusing the situation to earn money. They are basically trying to shift the blame to them in order to clamp down the people's anger. And on the other hand, I think they are doing a lot more on blocking VPNs, on hunting down the protesters, etc. So the carrot and stick is ongoing. I don't think we have a clear indication of what Beijing is thinking about, whether they generally want to crack down with a severe method or try to appease the protesters. There are no indication yet, but I would suspect that if the protests continue to pop up simultaneously in the weekends, then the measure from Beijing would definitely be more tough.
A Chinese foreign ministry representative was left in silence after a really pointed question about the ongoing protests against the country's zero COVID mandate. He was in the middle of a press conference when he just stopped answering and stood at the podium. How do you read that incident?
Well, we have to get into their brain. Most of what they've said are scripted. And if you put them into a difficult position, either they are difficult to find the answer in the box that they're provided, or they are afraid that if they deviate from them, they would get punished. So when I saw that video, my gut feeling was he didn't know what the central government is thinking, and he didn't know how to position himself, And those things, he may not be briefed. So that really shows, on top of what the Chinese government is thinking, some of the staff, some of the people downed the commanding ladder, they don't really have the guts to make that decision for their bosses, and they don't have the flexibility to speak for themselves. So that's what I thought when I saw he was like basically choking off and couldn't answer all those questions.
Another tactic that we're seeing is deleting any reference to the demonstrations. New posts, photos, videos of the protests are wiped from the internet inside China. Will the majority of the billion people in the country even know these protests are happening?
There was definitely a window that all those information were circulating, and it definitely created a moment that these people in mainland China, they all knew what is happening. But of course, in these 2 days when the protest was ended in the weekends, that the Beijing government deployed a lot of measures to do public discussion control and also banning a lot of discussion online. But I do feel like most of the Chinese people know what is happening. But it just a matter whether these methods deployed by the Beijing government would deter them from coming out again just because of the risk.
There's some sign that COVID restrictions in China are being eased. In Guangzhou is the latest city, for instance, to loosen restrictions. Will that be enough to end the protests?
It's a million-dollar question. It's really difficult for us to assess the popular opinion in mainland China because we have no credible ways of doing so. And the government is not allowing anyone to do any credible research on how people are thinking, because by then the government could dominate the idea and said that everyone agrees with the Beijing government. So for now, what we've seen is there are some of the protesters, they're chanting slogans about open up the city, but there are also part of them saying that more political ones, for example, more freedom or even down with CCP. So I would suspect that even though the COVID control is a bit more relaxed, there will still be a lot of discontent. But whether this discontent could formulate a nationwide protest movement, I don't think we've got any indication for now.
Nathan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Nathan Law is an activist and former politician elected to the Legislative Council of Hong Kong. He's now living in self-exile in London. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
Me again, podcasters. I hope you're enjoying our coverage of international affairs on RN Brekkie. And if you're looking for more stories that put world events into context, then look for Between the Lines on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.